Case number 9846, George Keene, Road 363, within Plantation Park Marina. A variance from the minimum frontage along any tidal water body, river other than river or their major tributaries.
State your full name and address.
I'm Jeff Clark with the firm of Land Tech Land Planning in Ocean View, Delaware. We're at 118 Atlantic Avenue, Suite 202.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do. Good evening. For the record, my name is Jeff Clark. I'm with the firm of Land Tech Land Planning in Ocean View, Delaware. I'm representing Mr. Keene, who's with us here this evening in the audience. He was the original developer of a project called Plantation Park Marina, just south of the town, or the incorporated boundaries of Ocean View. At the time that the subdivision was approved, I actually have a copy of the subdivision plat as it currently exists of record in Sussex County. It was approved on April the 18th, 1988. As you can see, the applicant at that time created a bulkheaded canal or lagoon that then fed out to a tidal water body that made its way back out to the bay. And at the time, these 23 lots that you see on the plat were developed. There was an area left vacant or undeveloped that supported an on-site wastewater system. So there was no central wastewater in this neighborhood. Since then, Sussex County has extended regional wastewater service to this point and beyond, eliminating the need for us to have the on-site system. As part and parcel of this application, we've also made application to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for the subdivision for them to consider that application as well. And I guess the important thing to note about that is, in order to make that application, it does constitute in the ordinance a change to an existing subdivision, which requires us to have at least 50%, or I guess 51% of the owners of the subdivision to be in agreement, which we have. And those letters are in the record or in the file in Mr. Lank's office. The property is unique in a number of different ways. First of all, that it was developed initially envisioning that this would be developed. It says states right on the plan, reserved for future development, right where this area was that I referred to earlier. It was the site of the wastewater system. In fact, the street was put on the plat, obviously envisioning that there were going to be lots in this area. And the fact that there was an ordinance change that occurred after this subdivision was approved certainly put this applicant at a bit of a hardship. The cost to improve these lots, if we were only to develop them at 150-foot wide frontages because of this new ordinance, it would yield three lots, which would make it difficult to make the improvements necessary for the street, or make it very nearly infeasible, if not totally infeasible. The lots in this community now are all the same size that we were proposing. They're all 75-foot wide lots, 75 to 80-foot wide. In fact, across the street, you may be familiar with the Plantation Park community, and I just asked Mr. Keene if he recalled how many lots were in that community, and we know that there are in excess of 200. We can't remember exactly how many. They are all quarter-acre lots, which at the time that project was developed, that was in vogue, and there were quarter-acre lots on individual septic systems for mobile homes. The lots we propose then would be directly across this canal, facing lots of the exact same size that we propose, and so the effect on the neighborhood, if you will, would be, in our opinion, would be negligible. There would be no effect. The effect of adding these new lots to the community, one of the reasons that the neighborhood was in favor of the application we filed with the Planning Commission, is that these folks then would join the Homeowners Association, and their dues then would augment their budget to help maintain their common areas in the community. So essentially, that's our application here this evening, and I would certainly try to answer any questions you might have for me.
Okay.
Do you have, or what's the eventual subdivision look like for that parcel, Jeff?
I'm sorry?
What will the event, what will the property look like when it's developed?
Let me, I didn't realize you didn't have any exhibits, I'm sorry, I apologize. This is a reduced version of that same exhibit that I just put up on the easel. What I have illustrated on this exhibit is, there are a number of lots which will occur on the right-hand side of your sheet, and I have labeled them existing. Those are the lots that are in the existing subdivision, and the new lots are those that begin with that, the beginning of the subdivision, if you will, is right here next to lot number 23. So these are the new parcels that would be created. You can see that the size of these is similar. Vision was to strip off lots from the right of way, just as these had been done on the original subdivision.
So you have an application currently before planning and zoning for the subdivision itself, or the re-subdivision?
We do.
You're here because of the minimum 150-foot lot width along a tidal water body.
Actually, there were a number of, because of the passage of time, there were a number of issues because of changes in the ordinance. The applications were filed about the same time to your board and to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Their backlog is, as you may be aware, is considerable, so we won't have that hearing for probably 9 or 10 months. We met with them informally before we filed either application, and to see how they felt about the application, and Mr. Robinson, and his opinion came out and said that that the Planning Commission had the ability to waive some of the other changes that had occurred in the ordinance if they chose to, but this was one issue that had to come before this board. They didn't have the ability to do that. And one of the requirements, for example, is the new ordinance requires a pretty substantial buffer from the wetlands line. In this case, the bulkhead creates the wetlands line from tidal water. And again, because none of the other lots in the subdivision have that that restraint or constraint, we would be asking for some relief on that as well, because the lots, just as the rest of the neighborhood, the lots are designed and intended for mobile homes. So they would be, that's why the lots are long and narrow, to orient the homes to the waterfront.
One of the provisions under that for variances from this particular ordinance is that there would not be any adverse effect on water quality or that there would be no impact on the tidal water bodies themselves. I don't think you address water quality.
I didn't. I guess the only comment that I would make in that regard is again, to just refer to the rest of the development. There are literally hundreds of homes on canals in this neighborhood that have historically been developed here. So,
is there a central water system now, or is it still individual wells?
Individual wells, but as I stated earlier, will be Sussex County Regional Wastewater.
How are these properties sloped?
How are they?
How's this property sloped? Is it to the water?
Actually, they're pretty level with the bulkhead. It's the storm drainage system would direct the water back into the street system. And it's an open drainage or swale street system with no curb and gutter in this neighborhood.
Looking at the property, I thought there was some mounds along 363 on that side of the property, but.
Those are the remnants of the wastewater system that used to exist there. And again, that might also give rise to the support that the neighbors have for seeing this converted into home sites so that all that can be repaired and converted.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burrell.
Judge? I have one for Mr. Burrell. Is this, I'm not sure I understood, if this application in planning and zoning goes forward, Would they still have to come to us for this variance?
Yeah, the way I read it, they would. There's still two, there are different issues, some that P&Z can address and some that they cannot. And in all fairness, this is a result of, I guess it was called the, I don't know what the ordinance was actually called, but there are some special provisions that attach to this, and I just noticed them myself this evening. I'm going to suggest that the board table it so I can give you a little memo on what the requirements are for this particular variance. They are a little bit different from the ones you typically deal with.
It's the conservation zone ordinance.
Conservation.
If I may, and there are three provisions. The first one is any lot created has to have this 150-foot wide frontage if it does not have central water and central sewer. And it has to contain a minimum of 1 acre. So we do have central sewer. So we do have an opportunity to reduce the lot size to the sizes in the neighborhood. The third condition is any lot created served by central sewer may conform to the lot area requirements of the zoning district, which we have. It is in that.
Let me correct you. Central water and central sewage, not just.
That's correct. And then the second one, the reason we're here, the application, if you will, is that any lot created after the adoption of this ordinance, which was 1989, almost a year to the day from after the subdivision was recorded, any lot created in a waterfront setting within 1,000 feet of water needs to be a minimum width of 150 feet. So,
okay. Mr. Mel, any further questions? Excuse me. Okay, there being no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9,847, or table that case.
Table
46,
it?
Okay. I'm sorry. Table the case.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 9,846 until our next meeting, which will be June 11th. June 11th. Okay.
June the 5th.
June the 4th is the next one, but due to the fact that council is going to be away.
Okay.
That so we I don't would, want to leave that with somebody who hasn't been here for the hearing.
So be that special
21st?
Meeting.
Or
yeah.
The 18th?
The 11th. We're doing the 18th.
Special meeting 18th. On the 11th.
Oh, we can.
Yeah.
It's a public hearing?
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a public hearing. Should we make that June the 11th, Mr. Mills?
Sure.
Okay, is that okay? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
All right. All opposed, motion carried.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.